The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
And we start another week together, we do, you and I, Rolien. How are you?
We do. I'm good. And yourself? A very, very tragic story. The young girl who sadly passed away on Yom HaAtzmaut after eating what she thought would be parve, milk or dairy-free ice cream. Yeah. Horrendous, horrendous mistake on behalf of the restaurant. Just a horrible tragedy all round.
Horrible, horrible tragedy. Agree with you. Let's talk about something a little bit happy, a little bit amazing, a little remarkable, actually. The fact that Israel says you don't need to wear masks anymore outside.
Absolutely. It feels, as somebody said, so strange, but it feels so good. And look, there are people still wearing their masks. I think, you know, it might take a while for everyone to, you know, whip them off. Although today was 42 degrees outside and very, very difficult to have worn a mask in those conditions. But yes, the mandatory wearing mask outside, we still have to wear them inside if we're meeting or in restaurants, et cetera, has been dropped. And really, really thank you to our Ministry of Health, our government, everybody for being compliant, everybody for having their vaccines. We've just had note a joint statement from the Ministry of Health and the Prime Minister that we've signed an agreement with Pfizer for the purchase of millions of doses for 2022. This could possibly follow on the statement from Pfizer that we will have to have a booster shot, and this deal includes options to buy millions of additional shots if needed. And this apparently will also bypass any variants. So to quote the Prime Minister, he says, Israel will again lead the world in the fight against the coronavirus. There will be no more lockdowns. We're out of it. And this follows an estimate from a health official that we may have herd immunity. It's all very, very likely that we have herd immunity. And yesterday, all schools fully opened up. No need to send the kids in pods. Children are still wearing their masks. I must just make that known. But a major step towards normality for Israel.
Let's stay with those Pfizer vaccines just for a moment. There was a bit of hullabaloo last week where I think Pfizer wasn't too enamored with Israel. Apparently you didn't pay up too fast for your dosages. You're going to pay this time around. Are there any issues or is that gone?
Well, the issue has been sorted out, you know, with all the, I'll use the word again, hullabaloo. Can I use that? Can I carry on? Can I adopt that word for the day, Simon? I'm liking hullabaloo. With all of the balagan, hullabaloo, toing and froing, musical chairs, horse trading, whatever you want to call it, with trying to form a coalition, apparently there was nobody there to sign the checks. However, those checks have been signed. It's amazing how we can get that working when we need to, and we've managed to secure or procure those very important vaccines. And you know, one has to understand that when it comes to procuring vaccines for people, it's strictly only on a dealing with government basis with all of these vaccine providers.
That was a beautiful segue to our next topic this afternoon, which is coalition updates. Can't keep up with that, not for a minute.
I'm telling you, I didn't need to go to gym today, Simon, because with all the to-ing, fro-ing negotiations, I feel quite exhausted, but we are in the process of trying to form a coalition. Everybody's been very quiet until now. A lot of the parties having embargoes not to talk to media. But what we do know is there's been a lot of movement today, and it is as follows. We have 18 days remaining for the Prime Minister, who is the one currently tapped with forming a coalition, to form his coalition. And he hasn't been successful so far. So earlier today, Yesh Atid chairman Yair Lapid, he suggested maybe we have a unity government that's neither left nor right, but we have to do something to break the deadlock. And we know that he's met with merits on coalition building. He's met with some of the other party leaders on coalition building, Benny Gantz being one of them. They're managing to put aside any for rebels. We had Bennett meeting with New Hope's Gideon Sa'ar to try and look at, you know, where they want to go. We've had the more right-wing parties pushing for a vote, a direct vote on who should be prime minister to try and prevent what they see as any kind of left-wing government coming in and to try and push out Lapid, who says all they want to do is push him out. Well, you know, he read that right. And we've also heard from our president, Reuven Rivlin, who has basically hinted that if the prime minister cannot form a coalition within these remaining 18 days, he will ask the Knesset to find a candidate who can get support to form a government, not necessarily tap somebody else. However, Lapid says it should be him because he got, you know, the 45 in favor of him. He should be the next one. And we've got Prime Minister Netanyahu, who is now trying to push through portfolios and promises and has said that he will start appointing permanent ministers, including a justice minister. This is a very, very important portfolio, one that he has been criticized for not fulfilling by the end of the month. So a lot of promises being made, a lot of horses being traded. But the bottom line is we need to get a government in place as soon as possible.
Hear you loud and clear. I just quite don't quite see how you are going to accomplish that, but you will keep us updated, I have no doubt. Interesting post the Abraham Accords' realignment that's happening in your part of the world, Israel, Greece, UAE, etc. I believe Israel and Greece have signed a multi-billion dollar defense.
They have. This took place on Friday. It's the biggest defense procurement deal, which, according to the spokesperson from the government, said will strengthen political and economic ties between the two countries. So it's quite a massive defense type deal. It's a $1.65 billion contract. And this is apparently for the establishment and the operation of a training center for the Greek Air Force called the Hellenic Air Force by Elbit, which is one of our major defense providers. And this is over a 22-year period. So, you know, these things aren't just going to happen overnight. And what they're going to do is they're going to model it on our own flight academy. And, you know, they'll have all sorts of interesting training aircraft and all kinds of very, very nice toys, some of which I thought we saw during the Matas, the flyover last week. And this also follows, as you say, you know, the Abraham Accords and all this realignment and all this talk on, you know, what's happening in the region from a strategic perspective. But on Friday, there was a very, very important meeting that took place in Cyprus between the United Arab Emirates, Greece, Cyprus, and our foreign minister on how we look at increasing and deepening our cooperation between all the countries and how we face the oncoming threats. You and I have been speaking a lot about the Iranian threat and what this means strategically for the region. So countries like Greece, Cyprus also putting themselves in the mix, because people don't realize that it's not just about threats to Israel, it's about threats to the whole region, and not just the Middle East, but the Mediterranean as well.
Roland, did Mr. Erdogan in Turkey have anything to say to this development, or has he been quiet?
He's been quiet on this development. I think he's proceeding with caution how he opines on this. But I'm sure we will hear from him in due course on something.
I've got no doubt.
You know, he's never met a microphone or a soapbox he doesn't like.
Raylene, don't make me laugh. I've got 1 minute and I want to ask you one more thing. Not prominent in the newspapers was a story about Iranian and Saudi possible rapprochement. I see that as being quite serious in light of the Abraham Accords. Is that getting press in Israel? Is this a threat to the Abraham Accords? What's your take on that?
Well, we don't see it as necessarily a threat to the Abraham Accords. You know, there's all kinds of angles we've got to look at this. Right now, Israel is more concerned about the Biden administration? Are they going to re-enter into a nuclear deal with the Iranians at a very, very rapid rate? It's the speed at which America seems to want to get a deal done. And we're not entirely sure that the Biden administration understands the scope of the threat that we are talking about. So right now, that remains our major concern as far as the Iranians and any kind of nuclear deal is concerned.
Rolene, as always, you're a superstar because you took me exactly to 5:30. Thank you, and we'll chat again tomorrow, you and I.
Like I said, it's all in the timing. Who needed gym today, Simon?
Exactly, exactly.